Previously on Algoa FM.
It's time for Mythbusters. So tonight we're tackling one of the most important conversations happening right now in our country. Parental leave and what that truly means for families. Now the Constitutional Court has just ruled that all parents, regardless of gender or even family structure, are now entitled to equal parental leave. But of course, with that comes a lot of misconceptions, right? That parental leave is only beneficial for mothers, that maybe it's just a nice-to-have perk, it's not really essential. And what about only wealthy families benefiting from it? So tonight we're joined by Managing Director of Sesame Workshop International South Africa to truly set the record straight. So welcome to Algoa FM, Dr. Onyi Wanneri. Dr. Onyi, welcome.
No, thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, we're excited to have you because, I mean, the Constitutional Court has ruled something that is truly massive for our country. And with that came a lot of misconceptions. You know, a lot of people said, well, parental leave is only beneficial for mothers, right? What would you say to this particular myth?
Well, I think that oftentimes we think about parental leave as relating to women operating in the care economy or the economy of care, some people will call it. But we need to be able to separate parental leave from maternity leave.
Mm.
Maternity leave is only for mothers. And that is what the Constitutional Court ruling that we saw last week is trying to change. Actually, it was a husband and a wife that went to court to say, why should it only be women that have the entitled to 4 months maternity leave when I can get the help from my husband?
Wow.
We need to look at, you know, supporting equal parenting when it comes to the children's development. Because some women really need their husband's help. And
yeah.
In fact, for all women, it's a great opportunity to invite your husband in and to be a part of it. So to answer the question, there's a difference between parental leave and maternity leave. Maternity leave is only for mothers. It used to be 4 months, depending on the contract regulations between the employer and the employee. And it also depends on the Basic Condition of Employment Act. That is different from parental leave. Parental leave came into effect when the first time it was that fathers should be given an opportunity, and therefore there was 10 days for fathers, and then there was another set of days for commissioning parents, like surrogates, and there's another set of days or weeks for parents who adopted very young children.
Wow.
So that was what we called parental leave. But maternity leave is purely for mothers. Parental leave is for all parents, irrespective of who that parent is, whether that parent is a father, is a mother, or it's a surrogate, or it's in terms of a commissioning parent, or is an adoptive parent.
Uh-huh. And Dr. Onyi, would you agree that parental leave is then just a perk? You know, some would believe that it's not necessarily a serious right. It's just, you know, it's a perk that you may or may not get.
No, parental leave is, in our opinion, as an organization, Sesame Workshop International South Africa, the home of Takalani Sesame, in our mind, it's actually a human right.
Mm.
I'm being quite facetious here because as a country, as society, we believe in the concept of the best interest of the child.
Yeah.
And we speak about we want children our future. Children are the leaders of tomorrow. Children are a representation of what our future looks like. It's leave to enable parents to be present at the very critical moments in the development of a child, which
yeah.
is the first 1,000 days in the development of a child. The brain of a child grows rapidly.
Wow.
Think about it. A lot of things are happening when that child is born.
Yeah.
And so the whole idea of it is to support parents. But also, for mothers, there is compulsory leave during that recovery period, the 6 weeks of recovery. So it's not a perk.
Mm.
It's a requirement of law for which it's mitigated depending on the contractual regulation and the Basic Conditions of Employment Act, which will soon be modified by reason of the Constitutional Court judgment.
Wow, wow. And Dr. Onyi, you know, one of the myths that also came across was that only wealthy or urban families can actually benefit from this right, because you're not telling us that, you know, parental leave is a serious right. Now people are saying that only wealthy and urban families will benefit from parental leave. Do you agree?
No, that's absolutely incorrect. Parental leave is based on the best interest of the child, based on what is great for the child. And we know that both mothers and fathers are effective investors in the economy of care of the child. Anybody, a parent, whether you are poor, whether you are rich, whether you are, you don't have anything, you, if you are a parent, that's then the benefit of parental leave is beneficial for you.
And a lot of people will then say, okay, but what's the use of having the father around? Because people believe that children need their mothers more than they need their fathers.
Well, I think this is part of what we call gender stereotyping, or typical. You can call it, you can pronounce it tomato, tomato. We have been socialized as Africans and maybe globally that this is a man's role and this is a woman's role. And to be honest, it's, when you have that view as a myth, it's based on your socialization, not based on facts.
Yeah.
In fact, the research has shown that when fathers are involved in the development of their child or children, we see exponential returns. And therefore, it's not just something that is beneficial for the fathers. And also, there are many home scenarios. There are fathers who lost, unfortunately, their wives in childbirth. Their fathers whose wife were in hospital throughout the first 1 month of childbirth. So it's not, parental leave is not just for mothers. It's also for fathers. And as an organization that is promoting father engagement because of the exponential benefits, because it's great for their child, it's great for society, and it's great for their family.
Wow, Algoa Country, if you just joined, we're chatting to Managing Director of Sesame Workshop International South Africa, as she's mentioned as well, the home of Takalani Sesame, Dr. Onyi Waneri. Now, Dr. Onyi, before I let you go, I think one of the myths that's now also coming through from the listeners is that, does it now mean that the mother and the father need to take the leave at the exact same time, or can they actually split the leave up?
The feedback we get in from legal experts as we speak across is that, remember, it's a shared leave. They have to make a decision on how to share it.
Okay.
If they share it, the focus is that it should not be at this point. That's the advice until we see the laws. We got, remember that the Constitutional Court gave Parliament or legislature 3 years to sort out UIF laws, sort out the Basic Condition Employment Act to enable those laws to be more specific and clear. But the interpretation so far is that because it's shared, then they cannot take it together. They have to take it one after the other. And the whole idea is so that the, I think it's beneficial, perhaps.
Yeah.
Although we want to move towards that they that they are able to take 4 months and 4 months and have the choice to look at that. We want to get to a different mood in society. But at this point, it's great that the mother can decide to take maybe 3 months or 2 months or whatever, up to them. But then right after that, it gives the father the ability or whatever decision-making they make for the family to choose that. So that way there is a decision on how they choose to spend time with their children.
Wow, such an exciting time to be in South Africa, especially with this law having been ruled in. Dr. Onyi Waneri, where can we keep up with you? Where can we follow you? Check out more about just what you do.
You can follow us on our website, www.sesameworkshop.org.za. You can also follow us on our Facebook, on our Twitter, on our TikTok, on our Instagram handles. You can also help your children. There's lots of resources we have on WhatsApp, we have on YouTube to support you to develop your children. And I want to say this, you know, as I wrap up, for fathers, particularly fathers, I want to address fathers.
Mm.
This is a landmark opportunity that can change the game on many fronts. For
yes.
you, for your family, for your children, for society, and posterity will thank you. So I want to challenge you, encourage you to step up, show up, and claim your right to care, because your presence changes lives.
Wow, Dr. Onyi Waneri, leaving us with such wise words as well. It's time for the fathers to step up. Doc, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.